Hi everyone, today we are looking at James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So the second half of James 2 is probably the most well-known and sort of controversial, maybe difficult to reconcile part of James. And we mentioned this last week, I think, when Martin Luther, famously the father of the Reformation about 500 years ago, he questioned whether or not James should even be in the New Testament because of how it talks about works and faith. And if you see it here, you can understand why, right? In verse 14, he says, what good is it if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? And then that sounds like what he's saying is that faith by itself is worthless. Like, you have to do good works as well. Now, we'll talk a little more about the theological details tomorrow, the nitty-gritty parts of it, so I'll leave that for tomorrow. But I think verse 17 is perhaps a clearer way of talking about this. He's basically saying, he says in verse 17, is that faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now, faith here, it's not just a binary thing, okay? It's not just like I believe or don't believe in Jesus in an intellectual way like we talk about in our culture today. Faith is something that is alive. It's living. It's active. It's not I believe in this thing in my mind. It's something that you're living with your whole life, your whole being, your heart, mind, soul, strength, everything. And I think the better way to talk about this is how Jesus talks about it in the Gospels. In John 15, verses 4 to 6, Jesus gives this example of the vine and the branches, which should be pretty familiar to a lot of us. But he says, abide in me, and as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And then verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into fire and burnt. Jesus talks about this in a living and active way. If you're abiding in Jesus, you are going to bear fruit. Apart from Jesus, you're not bearing fruit. Right? This is what he's saying. This is more at what James is getting at, right? He's not talking about, like, is it enough to trust, put your life in Jesus? Or he's not talking about, like, intellectually, do you believe or affirm that, like, Jesus is your Lord and Savior? I mean, those are good things, but it's more along the lines of what Jesus says in John 5. Abide in him. Live through him. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing, right? But with that, then, is with Jesus, you should be doing something, is kind of what Jesus is getting at. And this is what James is getting at as well. This is the good work that James is getting at. If you have faith, there should be good works that follow. Now, James gives a simple but very important example in verses 15 and 16, where he says, if you know a brother or sister who is poorly clothed and lacking in food, and you tell them, like, go, get some food, hope you get warm, without actually giving them things that they need, what good is that? That's literally how he says in verse 16. What good is that? That's not bearing fruit for your brother or sister, right? If you can't show mercy, right, if you can't help someone in need, what good is your faith? And in many ways, perhaps this is how the world sees the church today, if we're not careful about this, right? And I'm not saying our church necessarily, but the church in this country or in the world. The world might be saying, you have your church, you have your services, you have your worship, but, like, are you bearing fruit? Like, what good is your faith, you Christians, if nothing's coming out of it? And, it's like, great, yeah, you're going to go to heaven or whatever, but what about life now? And I think that's along the lines of what James is getting at. It's like, right now, like, if we have this alive, living, dynamic, real relationship with Jesus, what kind of fruit are we bearing? Because we're not bearing fruit, maybe we don't actually have that faith in Jesus. And so this day, if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume that you have a relationship with Jesus. Let's abide in him this day, and let's produce good works. Let's do a good work today. Let's bless our brothers and sisters today, and let's do it for the glory of God. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We pray that you'll help us to actually live this out. Help us to desire more of you and to love you and to love our brothers and sisters, Lord. This is not something we can do in our own strength, because apart from you, Jesus, we can do nothing. But today we want to be with you. So bless us, Lord, move in us, move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray.